Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. Thank you for tuning in to me today. This is Helena Steiner-Hornstein, and I'm here like I always have been, back with you again, and I'm so glad you tuned in. Thank you for doing so. And I just kind of got stuck a little bit here when I was going to say something because I looked out through my window and I looked into the treetop just here on my left side, and I saw this bird kind of flying out. And I wondered, what kind of bird is that? I have to get myself a bird book here in Sweden because I have different kinds of birds here now. It's not the same kind of birds I see in Florida in front of me. Those birds are walking on the ground. These ones are up in the treetops. So it seems I have birds in my life a lot. And birds are fascinating. And we forget that birds are very advanced in so many ways. The way I looked at them, they are very, very aware of what they're doing. It's not they just fly around. They actually raise their children in a very particular way, each one depending what kind of breed they are. And how they have all those responsibilities and how they handle their responsibilities so well. That's more than many humans can do, you know. So now I'm looking at nature so much as an example what we really are all about. Well, I was going to say this is kind of comical as usual. I would like to say because what did I call this time for today? Finding 7 ways to change your life. And what did I say last time in my recording? That I didn't want those kind of numbers in my titles anymore. And I really meant it because I wanted to be kind of presenting no limit to anyone. There are so many ways. Just keep on opening up. But then I looked at my statistics and looked at the numbers and I saw, no, people tune in more often when I have the numbers there. They like it more when I have like 7 ways instead of just more ways. Because this is how we are tuned in somehow. This is how humankind seems to be. We like the guidance a little bit more than I thought. So, okay, I'm going to put numbers a little bit more often because it helps my ratings. So there we go. We go back to that too. I want to be listened to by as many people as possible. Just like our politicians, you want to make an impression. And it's funny though, we are actually numbers. When I look at people and I look like my way, then I see them like a muddle, like a stew of numbers. And some people have certain numbers a little bit more frequently than others. Some people are more a 5 or a 1 or an 8 and all that. And each number means something. It's symbol for something. I'm not into numerology as an expert in any way. Sometimes I look at it as just yet another way because numbers are very significant in our ways and what we do. And it can tell us a lot of things. I find that very much, and I heard this from other people, when my guides are talking to me, they do that through the 2. All of a sudden I had the number 222, like on my digital clocks, or it just pops up somewhere, or the hotel room number, 222, oh, you're with me, thank you. And this is how it goes on. We are met by numbers all the time. And when I see like the number two for around the person, well, this is a person of peace. This is someone who's devoted to his or her life. This is a person who could work in peace with someone. Or I see someone who's a three. Three has always been like a happy number. And if someone kind of shows like a character of three, I see that number three hopping around that person. Oh, this is a fun person. And it sits so right. Numbers do matter. And I've always said that we are like a form of mathematics because we are numbers. And we live mathematics in a way because we enjoy structure. Look at that. You like the numbers more than if I just lots of. No, you want numbers. And we are that kind of creatures of structure somehow and quality. But with numbers, you can change numbers. You can change. Yes. In mathematics, you can always change. Yes, it sits there, but somehow you can change things around and you can get a different result. It's just a process. It's a development. It's just strings of various kinds of logic. So now what I'm saying with this, don't be afraid of changing your life. It doesn't mean that you have to change everyone out there. Maybe the change sits with each one of us. Exactly what I keep on saying all the time, but be assured, when I say that all the time, I will say it in different ways each time. I will never give exactly the same story because I'm not that way. I can tell the truth in many shades, so to speak. One truth, yes, one truth is that. But you can present the truth with so many different shades of color. And this is who you are too. You can present yourself not only in one particular way. You can maybe start to present yourself in a different way. I do that all the time. I change my ways. Just like I change my lifestyles and I change countries I live in and so on. And I'm not going to invite you to say anything more about my life. But I don't call it change. It's just I develop. I'm curious. I want to move on. I'm moving forward. And that is the idea of the change. So the first number to change your life is to accept a change. You have to accept to change. Because how many have I not had coming to me? Yes, they want to change, but they want to keep the old habits. They want to keep the old structure around them completely because they have now begun to feel secure in that particular old pattern. Is that how you want to continue? Do you want to stay in the old pattern or you want to build a new one? Maybe you should start to build a new way. Look for a new pattern. Number two, look for a new pattern. But in that pattern, you have to set certain ground rules. What would they be? Well, see what you like and don't like. I think that's a very good ground rule. You don't start a new job or profession if you don't like it. Yeah, but I like the money. Yeah, but you don't make good money and you will never feel happy making your money if you do it only for the money. And that goes for what I'm saying. Don't make money your God. And that has to be a point also. Don't make money your God. And money, I put position, you know, also. This kind of almost greed for position. You don't have to be rich and famous in your life. You can be happy without being rich and famous. You have to see to it that you have to be healthy. I would say this is such a very, very important point of your life. Do everything you can to be healthy. Yeah, I'm not really sick though. So do I need to change that? There is nothing like waking up in the morning and feeling that your body is well. It's a perfectly wonderful reason to change your life, to have that, and to jump out of bed, feel that you are rested and that you can just start this day again. How do you do that? Well, there is a way. What do you think? How do you feel well? How do you feel that your body is in harmony? Well, you have to put the right thoughts into this body. You have to have a way of thinking, positive. So in your health problem and your health situation, you have to have those really good thoughts. You heard this before, of course, and I say it again and again. And those who criticize that I said it before, they are the ones with the negative thoughts. They have such big problems changing their way, their pattern of thought. What do you think about your life? Oh, this political situation. Yes. It's there, but it doesn't mean that you, where you are, in your house, in your room, in your work, in your family, that you need to be unhappy. Yes, but the economy. Well, listen again, what about the economy? Is it your economy or is it the economy of the state? Then you don't know. So get your act together. It is absolutely important for your well-being that you have your money's actions straight. It doesn't have to be the biggest sum. It just has to be in balance. I talked about it last time. Balance, balance, balance. But it's part of everything about you. Another point that is so important is in life, for a change, laugh more. Have you heard that before? Laughter in your life. When I look at people and I see that their livers are kind of crumbling up, their liver is kind of dark and it doesn't rotate properly. If you're new to my program, you wonder, what is she talking about? Well, I'm a medical intuitive. I can see the organs intuitively. So when someone comes to me, I look at their organs. And the one organ that stands out intuitively before me with a person is the liver. And I look at the liver and see, oh, it has no life. It means that this person is not necessarily having a bad diet or is drinking too much. It means this person is very stressed out. This person doesn't have any fun. Not the real kind of fun. You know, with a ha-ha, laughter kind of fun. That is so important that you have the laughter in your life. So that is the reason why I want you to say fun things to people, to make them laugh. And I can see how you just shake your heads. I'm not funny. Well, if you look at life around you, life is actually quite funny. We behave in a funny way. If you take yourself with a sense of humor and don't take yourself so seriously, you'll have a really nice time. And your liver will feel so much better. So when people are told they are having a bad liver, and they say, well, I don't drink. Well, it goes together somehow, because when you're down, some people start to eating too much ice cream or sugary things, or they take to the drinks or the drugs. That's yet another thing. Those three things are kind of affecting the body very much, even more so if you are depressed or unhappy, because then you just want more and more and more of that drug or the alcohol or the sugar. Sugar is a drug. I know it because I had this addiction to sugar, I must say. I got it over it now at this time in Sweden. And it was very, very hard, because in Sweden they have those beautiful bakeries, you know, these fantastic little pastries and everything. And I could not resist those anymore. I decided this is the time to show what kind of character I really have. So I could walk into those bakeries, stand there and look at all the goodies that they had put in front of people, and just look at it, and then I walk out again. And if they would ask me, what can I do for you, what would you like, I said, no, I just wanted to come and look. And it's funny how they have accepted that, just always with a smile somehow. And I felt always, oh God, I feel so good now. I didn't have to eat it. I just had to look at it. That was all that it took. So I have learned that if you really, really want to get over something, if you really, really want to, you can. And so can you. This is the interesting thing. So what does is another point here. Be disciplined. We believe that you can just sometimes, if you know life and you know your subject and you know everything, you can just kind of float through everything. And it works. But to have a certain kind of discipline, how to live life. I know those who absolutely don't care if they come late to everything, which is a terrible way of behaving. It's disrespectful to everyone around you. But they come late. They don't even apologize. They just come and everyone takes it for granted and they excuse because this is how they are. But this is not a good idea to lead a life. And that will usually lead to some kind of lack of balance in your life, health-wise, for instance, or in another way, somewhere else. Because it shows you just float around and you don't care about discipline. So, yes, discipline is, where are we now, 0.5, 6? So that is a real, real important thing. And another way is, in this under the discipline heading, that you should plan your day. Before I go to bed, I always look at my schedules for the next day and see what I have to do, what kind of how I have to get up and so on, and how I have to prepare myself in the evening so I can just shoot off in the morning doing my planned agenda. And I think that's a good way of doing it. If you don't have any plans for the next day, for the following day, make one. Just put something down like, point one, I'm going to do this. Point two, I'm going to do that. And then maybe that's enough for that day. But always start your day with some kind of planning, some kind of agenda. You will give more satisfaction to your life, to your well-being that way. And if you have animals around you somewhere, pay a little attention to that animal. Stand there and look at this animal. Study the animal. Connect with the animal. If you have a pet at home, begin to hug that little animal. And if it's even a horse outside, begin to connect with that horse in a new kind of way. Oh, well, that's not my horse, you would say. Oh, that's my wife's horse. And I said, well, your wife likes that horse. Maybe you should also start to connect with that horse. So there are so many new little things that you can add to your life. And don't hesitate to talk. I see that here in Sweden. People don't open up. It's like you just keep everything inside of you. I must say, living in Florida changes your attitude about a lot of things. You open up in every kind of way. You see the light in a different kind of way. You speak to strangers. If I start to speak to too many strangers here in Sweden, they think I'm odd. No. Mostly people know me here, so I'm okay. But otherwise, speak to people a little bit more, like in the supermarket, or just to someone. I see old people are longing to talk to someone out there. People live alone. They're longing to speak to someone else. And I notice when I start a conversation with someone older, always a woman, of course, men a little bit funny about that. But when I speak to this woman, she loves to continue. And if you ask her a question, she will answer it and go even further in that subject. This is who we are. We are very social people. We belong in groups somehow. This is when we feel happy. We need that somehow, this company from each other. So now that you've gone through all these points, I would like to say one more thing as a last point. Who are you? Do you know that now? Who are you? I don't know. Well, start to identify yourself. Who are you? Are you a person of harmony? Are you a person of talent? Are you a person of hope? Are you a person who has likes and dislikes, and what do you do about it? And I think that's a very good point to keep. Who are you? Identify yourself. Because then on your own, you will start to really walk away where you discover more. Because on your road of discovery, you will find out who you are. Isn't that good? I think that sounds really, really good. And going back to Aristotle, who was the philosopher like over 2,000 years ago, he was very, very big on mathematics. He was also very big on happiness. He said that was the number one point that we should find and have. But he said also the method or mathematics is an investigation, is to be searching, is to be looking for something. Happiness is out there, but it takes some work. No one will give you happiness. And this is what I hear all the time. They start to blaming their spouses, their children, or grown children, of course, or even smaller children, because they believe they should be given, or that child never gave me any happiness. Well, of course, did you give that child happiness? Does the child say so too? Maybe you're bringing up a child who would be the same way as you, or that parent never gave me any happiness. It's in your mind. It's how you want to be. We can make efforts, every single one of us, to be happy. And we can make the same efforts to be, to change our lives for the better. I've had to change my life all the time. And you saw even now when I had to change the heading of the title. Okay, I had to change it. I see it's better for me. Well, I go along with it. Whatever is good for me makes more acceptable to others. So that's how I have to go and live in this society. They live in a limitation, and I have to make that limitation for them a little bit better and sometimes open more doors and more windows in their lives. And now everyone is happier. That is what it is. So anyway, my time here in Sweden will end soon. I will go back to Florida and summer. And why am I leaving? Well, in a way, I really, really like it here. I think it's this time of the year when you have a temperature that is so agreeable for walks and for just, you can smell the air, you can smell nature, you can smell the trees, you smell earth. It's wonderful. And I feel I could be home all the time. And then comes October. We're getting into October. Oh, I don't think I want this anymore. It's getting cold. I have to wear all these clothes. Oh no, now that I have come into the gloves time, I have to wear gloves. I have to cover up myself in every way. And I even have to wear my glasses, otherwise my eyes start running. I'm really sensitive to cold. I really am. I'm allergic to cold somehow. So it's kind of time to pack up and go back to where I have chosen to live. And this is the way it is for all of us, basically. We have more choices. If you want to change your life, why don't you? You can. And if you say, oh yes, but this and this, those are excuses. Everything, of course, has a price. You get into a relationship, it has a price, not in money necessarily, but it has a price on effort. If you have never been in a relationship, it might be harder for you to find life being easygoing, because you learn so much in a relationship. The ones who come to me who have real problems are the ones who have never lived in a relationship, because they have kind of excluded the relationship with others because maybe it was too hard. But they don't realize that you have to live in a relationship with yourself all the time. And when you find that too difficult, then you kind of complain about the others. All the others are doing the wrong. Oh no, not you, of course not. You have always lived a comfortable life. Well, it was easy living by yourself. But now, in the end, you're facing yourself. Without knowing it, you have to live with yourself in harmony. This might not be easy when you are by yourself, because when you are in a partnership, your partner will probably help you in so many ways. Life is so interesting. It is a journey. A journey of so many, how should I call it, enlightenings. Enlightenings are something we have to be open for. So you have to be open all the time. I don't want to go too much into being of an open mind this time, because I say so each time. But openness is the key to absolutely everything. And if you say, no, God is, because I hear that, well, with God particularly, you have to have an open mind, because that is God. We forget that. Yes, we forget that. So what is God? It's love and light. But that is being open. Yes, that is a process even of being open on the way. I can say so many different things that will work for a change. And I will continue yet another time for more, because I have lived changes all my life. And each time when I had to start off new, and you know, I was married and my husbands disappeared, they died, I had to start off new again. And often I just changed a country and a new language, a new everything for me, where I found a new life. And that is how it was starting. And that was how it continued in my life. It was just not that I had planned it that way, but this was what I saw as openings for a new life all the time. And it's been interesting, extremely interesting. And you can only say that when you have done it a few times. So life goes on and on and on. It never ends. So, again, I think we're going to do our little meditation right now. But I wanted to make these few announcements if you have been listening all the way through here. My websites are www.findingyourinnerlight.com. The other one is bodysoulconnection.com. It doesn't matter if you have large letters or small letters, or you mingle them. It doesn't matter, because this is just how it is on the web, with websites and email addresses. My email addresses are dr for doctor, Dr. Helena Info at yahoo.com, and Activale, A-C-T for Tom, I-V for Victor, A-L-E at gmail.com. I also have Dr. Helena at bodysoulconnection.com. But that's a private one, and it's more complicated to log into that one, so I don't look at it every day. The other two I look at many times a day. If you write me and I don't answer, write me back. It's not that I'm mad with you, or I don't like you, or I just ignore you. No, write me back, because at times I get so many emails, and somehow an email can get lost, because then, as you know, I get over to a new page. and the old page is kind of in the past, and I don't go back there. So keep on writing me till you get me. But of course, you should have the right email address. I've had lots of old ones, but the ones I'm saying now are the correct ones. activeale@gmail.com and Dr. Helena Info, short for information, @yahoo.com. My websites again are there. Don't fill in the form and email me that way. Just email me directly. I notice those forms don't work very well. They don't get to me. They're kind of taken off by spam filters, and they're not even put in the spam folders. So send me emails directly. Some people ask me, is there a method for how you should meditate? Which meditation is the best? I only do the light meditation, that I connect with the light. And the light is the highest of energies, the highest of wisdom, the highest of knowledge. I don't feel I need to do any other meditation. I just allow the light come in. And I open my heart to the light. And it's amazing how well it works. I get clarity. I get solutions. And after meditation, I feel great. And somehow, a new idea often pops up right in my head. So put yourself in the light. Relax, like, take a deep breath. Close your eyes and relax your feet, your legs, your body. You kind of move your shoulders a little bit and stretch out your arms and take a deep breath again. And now you relax and relax. And should a thought enter into your mind, throw it out and replace it with a white. Yes. And you clean your mind. You brush off around you a little bit and just cleanse you. And when you do, automatically you might take another deep breath. And now you center yourself. Way above you, you focus on a star. And this star is part of a big, big sky with more stars, lots of stars. And all the stars are twinkling and shining. You are so relaxed. And now you go back to that one star again. This is your star. And you begin to connect with that star in your heart and in your mind. And it just now feels, you feel the connection within you. And you breathe it in. And now you feel you are in the light. It's a wonderful feeling. And your whole body is so very, very relaxed. The star and you are beginning to communicate. You communicate through the language of the light. You accept the light that is now beginning to shine from that star. You take it in. You accept that light. The light is shining, so full of love and light and knowledge. More and more and more do you realize, I am light. I am light. Here, in this universe, and I shine. I will keep my light shining. And you feel that now. And as soon as you feel that, you are beginning to send the ray of light back to that star up in the sky. And the star is responding, shining back to you with a yet bigger and bigger ray of light. You are now completely enclosed into the light. You take a deep breath and you are in the light. You brush away all thoughts of the negative, of the darkness, of doubt. And you feel how little green light is beginning to shine right in front of you. You welcome this green light in front of you. You begin to inhale all that energy from the green light. You feel the energy of love, of unconditional, non-judgmental love. You take it in, you accept it, and now you feel that you are shining. Yes, you are shining even more and more and more. I am a shining light. I accept that. I accept that I shine. I accept that I have a road of light in front of me, and I shall walk on that road of light in front of me, making a good new change to me. I am a child of this light. Suddenly you feel completely so clear and so with the light. Now that you are this being of the light, send that light on, because you now know that the more you give of the light, the more is going to come to you. And you send light to this world, a big wide stream to those countries where they need help, where the people need help. And very, very generously, you send that light to the people of this world, people who need love and light and protection. You send that now. When you give, you feel more and more satisfied. Because you know when you give of the good, more good is coming to you. This is a fact. And you take a deep, deep breath again. And you say yes to a life of love and light from now on. I am, and you shine. Yes, you shine. And now slowly, slowly, you're coming back to the here and now. I count when it's time to open your eyes. 1, 2, 3. Your light is shining. Your inner light is awakened and you shine now automatically. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And now number 7. You open your eyes, you open your arms, and you take a deep breath. You feel good about you. You feel really, really, very good about you now. This is Helena Steiner-Hornstein. Please keep in touch with me. I give consultations with the whole world, not at the same time, but one at a time, please. I did this right now to the whole world, but you can come to me individually. And also, if you haven't read The White Light, A Limitless Reality, do, please do. If you have it and you read it a long time ago, read it again and you will be amazed because you will react to it in a new way because your consciousness has changed and you see more things. And you see those small things in a different way. Take care of yourself. Be good. Take care of you and each other. Thank you. Bye-bye.